WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball tips off with the Alcorn Carlin pregame show. Brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
Well, good morning. Welcome to John Thiel Gymnasium for Silver Streak Basketball. Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along for an early morning. A doubleheader today here on WGIL as the Galesburg Silver Streaks coming in with a 14-9 record on the season, 2-5 in the Western Big Six after a win over Rock Island on Thursday night. They'll take on a Macomb Bombers team, as Mike Perry mentioned, who is down a little bit this season with just a 2-20 record. They have struggled a bit, but should be some great basketball throughout the day here at John Thiel Gymnasium. If you're just looking to see some good games coming up following this game, it'll be the Rock Island Alabama Pioneers taking on Peoria Central. That should be a pretty good game. In fact, Jay Hatch's squad is already here in the gym early this morning. At noon, Peoria Notre Dame will take on United Township, which should be another pretty good basketball game. 2 o'clock. Peoria Central versus Morton, so should be really three good games in a row. Then United Township will play Macomb at 4:30. And preceding the Streaks game tonight should be another pretty good one. Morton will take on Alleman at 6 o'clock, and then the Streaks will wrap up the night with a game against Peoria Notre Dame. We'll take the air around 7:06, 7:30 scheduled tip-off tonight. Also, as Mike mentioned, the Galesburg High boys coming off a huge win at Moline last night at Wharton Fieldhouse. They'll be in action tonight on the road at Rockford East. And Mike and Jim will have the action. You'll be able to hear that on 92.7 FM. So the girls will be right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The boys on 92.7 FM this evening. Glad to have you along on the pregame show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Eric had a chance to chat with both head coaches. And coming up next, we'll hear from Macomb head coach Jeff Thorman. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
McDonald's new bacon and cheese Angus Third Pounder. Until this moment, 10 million taste buds seemed redundant. Now, you fear there may not be enough. The thick 100% Angus beef alone will require 7 million. A million for each strip of crispy bacon, another million for the cheese, a half a million for the crinkle-cut pig. Hold the phone. Is that another strip of bacon? Angus Axiom number 72. A bigger bang for your bite. At participating McDonald's.
Breedlove's is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove's Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
I demand the finest. I'm not wasting one of my 9 lives on ordinary food. And there's others just like me. Finicky felines whose only interest is a 5-star dish. Surf and turf, California roll, and my personal favorite, whole mackerel with gravy. Meow. And some drooling canines are just as choosy. Serve up a Merrick's Gourmet Lunchbox and you'll see. They can't get enough of the Wild Buffalo Grill, Brats and Tots, or Grammy's Pot Pies.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Live coverage of GHS girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Eric Gibson back on the pregame show with Macomb head coach Jeff Thorman. Coach, early morning start. Do you change any routines to get the girls up and ready for a 9 o'clock tip?
Just making sure they're up and around. And actually, it's kind of nice to be on the road because you know they're getting up early. And for most of them, they're getting up about what time they get up for school anyway. So that doesn't change a whole bunch. We just hope that they all got in and got to bed early enough last night. And they're going to be well rested because they're going to need to be this morning.
All right, Coach. And obviously, your team struggled a bit this year coming in 2-20. What have you seen as the difficulties with your team this year? Is it the inexperience? Is it just struggling to find the offense?
A little bit of both. You know, we haven't been able to put a lot of points on the board, but on the same token, in our normal varsity roster, we have six sophomores and a freshman on the roster. And, you know, when you got that much youth, you're going to have some problems. But, you know, we tend to get a lot of shots, but sometimes we have just trouble finishing them.
Well, Coach, you talked about your inability at times to put points on the board. Obviously, the streak team is putting up points on the board pretty consistently. Additionally, the teams that the streaks have played usually have their best offensive game of the season. So how do you expect to play? Are you going to let your girls run with the streaks, or are you going to try to slow it down and kind of like we saw Allman do when we were up at Allman and just try to make them play your tempo?
Yeah, you know, it's easy to say, yeah, we want to slow them down and make them play our tempo, but, you know, with the pressure they put on you, they can keep you from doing that. And ideally, yes, we want to try to slow it down. We definitely can't get in a track meet with them because there's no way we'll outscore them, and we've got to slow them down and hopefully get them a little bit out of their routine and what they like to do.
Well, Coach, you're only dressed in nine today. Obviously, with a game of this tempo, it's tough for endurance. This late in the season, though, your team should have an idea of where you're at endurance levels. Do you think your players are going to be able to have the endurance to keep up with this game?
I think so. You know, Peoria Central last Monday is a very quick and very fast team, and, you know, we're just going to have to use our timeouts sparingly. Hopefully we won't have to use a bunch of them, you know, right off the bat to get the kids settled down, and you know, and hopefully at this point in the season they are in good game shape too.
All right, Coach. Any injuries or health concerns coming in today?
Just Kaylee Thompson, a sophomore. She tore her ACL last week in a game against Rock Ridge. But other than that, we're in pretty good shape.
All right, Coach. It should be a fun one this morning, and hopefully everybody came awake and got their morning coffee.
At least I hope our girls did. The Galesburg girls could have slept in a little bit.
All right, Coach. Thank you. That was Macomb head coach Jeff Thorman. I'm Eric Gibson. More on the pregame show after this.
It's the first big sale of the year. And with GM discounts, GM rebates, and GM owner loyalty dollars, now's the time to save thousands of dollars.
See the new 2010 Chevy Malibu, named a Best Buy 2 years in a row by Consumers Digest. Recipient of the highest government safety rating and rated at 33 miles per gallon highway.
The Malibu,
with an MSRP of $22,875, can now be yours for just $18,875 for a savings of $4,000. Or you can get 0% financing for 60 months. See M for details.
Want little?
Check out the little big car at M, the gas-saving Chevy Cobalt. With M discounts, GM rebates,
and GM loyalty dollars,
it can be yours for $13,070 at a savings of $3,500.
And if it's a truck you're looking for,
check out the new 2010 Chevy Silverado Extended Cab, available now for $22,225.
You save $5,000.
Yem's first big sale of the year, now through February 1st. Don't miss it. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Our pregame coaches interviews brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com.
Eric Gibson back on the pregame show with Streaks assistant coach Jackie Howard. Jackie, another one of these early Saturday morning games. What time did you guys get the players here so that they could get up and get ready?
Well, we told them that they needed to be here ready to go at about 8:15, and that means taped, you know, basically out on the floor shooting at 8:16. You know, so we... In a normal game, you know, we would have them here about an hour and a half early. You know, so this game, since it's so early and we got two games, we tried to let them sleep in a little bit more if we could.
How was practice yesterday? Was it a tough practice being that they had to get up so early?
Actually, usually excuse me, usually Friday practices, day after game, day before a game. So they're usually a little bit more. We do some things, but they're usually not too intense because, you know, we got to turn around the next day and have another game. So especially today, having two, you know, we didn't really get after too much.
Well, you've got Macomb this morning, and obviously this can be kind of a trap game. Macomb comes in with struggles, to say the least, on the season. I believe they're coming in 2-20. And then, you know, you guys had the big win over Rocky here on Thursday, and then you have the pretty competitive game tonight against Peoria Notre Dame. What kind of things do you have to do to make sure that the girls keep their mindset so they don't overlook this Macomb team?
Excuse me. Well, we talked about that yesterday. You know, I mean, you can't overlook any game. I mean, you got to take every game. And the big thing with us, especially with the type of style that we play, you know, we've got to be ready to go. I mean, if we're not ready to go at tip-off, things usually don't turn out very well for us at the beginning, you know. So we, the importance is we just stress to them. I mean, it's another game, you know. And just the intensity level at the very beginning is just very important and very key to get us going. So just, you know, we basically just treat it like another game, nothing different.
What do you expect from this Macomb team as far as offensive, defensively?
To be honest with you, I don't have the answer to that. That'd be Coach Massey. You know, I don't know a whole lot about them, you know, besides the fact that I think that they, you know, they've had a little bit of trouble. You know, I just know things more so on our end for this game. So.
And well, then, any changes as far as the game plan? Obviously, the game plan's worked pretty well this season with the pressure. We saw the last game what I would call some deeks as far as your full court press goes. It looked like you guys were showing it and then backing off immediately a couple times during the game. Are we going to see any of that in this game?
I would imagine, yeah. We talked about that a little bit last night. You know, we have a few different types of press, you know, ones that obviously create more pressure, and then there's other ones where we don't apply as much pressure, and then we fall back into half court traps in the backcourt. So I think, yeah, you'll probably see some of that.
Okay, now, as far as injuries, it looks like Bailey's out. I see her in a walking boot over here on the baseline. Sadie, obviously, was the other injury concern. How's she progressing?
To be honest with you, Sadie, it's kind of a bummer because, I mean, really, it's just kind of lingering on. You know, it doesn't seem like there's much improvement with it. You know, I think that hopefully maybe today, maybe this morning, we'll get to kind of test her out a little bit, maybe. But I'm going to speak with her after we get done with this, kind of see how she's feeling. And, you know, it's just tough if there's no improvement. You hate to have a kid go out there and they hear they're in pain and it's her back. You know, I mean, that's something that's can be very painful. And as for Bailey, she's got a stress fracture. So she's going to be out for, I mean, about 6 weeks. So, that's unfortunate.
Well, with Bailey being out, who's going to step up and play that point guard spot in the second unit?
Well, we have a couple different options. We may just rotate some of the other kids, our varsity kids, you know, up, or we may pull some of the young, you know, a younger kid up and, you know, try to move them into their transition. So, but those are basically our two options, but nothing for sure yet.
All right, Coach. I hope everybody's up and awake this morning because it should be an interesting test, if not for the game, just being up and ready to go.
Yep, me too. I hope so.
All right, good luck. That was Streaks assistant coach Jackie Howard on the pregame show. We'll have more after this.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kevin Devlin with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 221-7454.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25 and is convertible at that time to cash building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, just about ready to get things underway. The 14-9 Galesburg Silver Streaks ready to take on the 2-20 Macomb Bombers in Winter Classic Varsity Basketball action. That's going to wrap things up for the pregame show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. We'll come back with the starting lineups and the start of this morning's game after this. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Roberts and Wilcox and Statham, attorneys at law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
The official WGIL forecast today, blustery with a chance for showers scattered about throughout the day and a high near 46. Very windy. Winds gusting to near 30 miles per hour at times. Tonight, occasional showers, a low near 38 with winds gusting to around 25. 25 mile an hour wind gusts again tomorrow for your Sunday with a chance for some showers and a high of 42. And for Monday, cloudy, colder, chance for snow and a high of 33. Right now, mostly cloudy, a bit of fog, and 37 at WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McLean. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
All right, back at John Thiel Gymnasium, Galesburg Silver Streaks, Macomb Bombers. Let's send things to PA announcer Gary Mitchell.
For your Galesburg Silver Streaks, a 5'4" senior, number 5, Maddie Boyer. 5'6" junior, number 10, Ty Peachy. 5'9" senior, number 12, Sarah Baker. 5'7" junior, number 14, Jessica Howard. And a 5'9" senior, number 44, Shelby Pacheco. Assistant coach is Ms. Jackie Howard. And the head coach for the Streaks Mr. Evan Massey.
Thanks to Gary Mitchell, this morning's PA announcer for the Macomb Bombers. They'll start Ashton Day, a 5'8 senior, Taylor Clawdon, a 5'3 senior, Kelsey Carl, 5'7 junior, Jacqueline Billiter, a 6-foot senior, and Cassandra Combs, a 5'7 junior. Macomb's head coach is Jeff Thorman. The Streaks in their home white, trimmed in black and silver. Macomb in their road black, trimmed in orange and white. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks, Sarah Baker at 5'9 and Jacqueline Billiter at 6 foot. Ready to get things underway. Galesburg Silver Streaks 14-9. Macomb Bombers 2-20. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along. Chris LeGros, our studio engineer this morning. Tip one by the Macomb Bombers. It is Cassandra Combs in the backcourt, and she gives way to Taylor Clawdon. Streaks will pick up with some pressure, and Clawdon loses a ball out of bounds, so already a turnover for the Bombers.
Tom, Coach Massey's not on the bench right now. I don't know. I hope everything's all right there because I see just Jackie Howard is on the bench.
I hadn't noticed that either. Macomb comes out in a 2-3 zone. Sarah Baker fires a three from straight on and hits it. Good way to start for the Streaks. They lead 3-0, 7:43 to play here in quarter number one. Slightly different from Thursday night's game when the Streaks didn't score until there was 2:15 left in the first quarter. Macomb breaks the full court pressure across midcourt left side. This is Carl with it, and did she travel or step on the sideline there?
She dribbled on the sideline right there, and just the pressure really getting to the guards for Macomb early on.
This is Shelby Pacheco, right wing, out high right side to Sarah Baker, tab of the key to Ty Peachy, right wing, gives to Jessica Howard. Thought about the three, now fakes, penetrates, pulls it back out, and gives to Sarah Baker. Now right baseline, it goes to Ty Peachy, back to Jessica Howard. Long three from the right wing is no good. Rebound tipped off the hands. They're going to say it went off of Cassandra Combs yet. She was there along with Shelby Pacheco. Checking in for Galesburg, Katarina Mangieri will spell Maddie Boyer. It's going to be a little bit different as Coach Massey makes his way to the bench. Now a little bit different rotation today for the Streaks as they're a little bit more limited on the bench as some of the sophomores that have been moved up are going to be playing in the sophomore game today. Three-pointer no good by Jackie Howard. Shelby Pacheco, weak side rebound off the glass and got it. And a timeout, 30-second timeout already called by Macomb head coach Jeff Thorman. So the Streaks up 5-0. Macomb has got it into the front court one time. They've turned it over both times they've had possession of the ball.
Yeah, and this is going to be a little bit of a mismatch, assuming the Streaks come out to play this morning and there's no rust on the Streaks. Because Macomb, as we talked about in the pregame show, coming in 2-20, they've hit a ton of struggles. Some of those struggles, especially scoring the ball, Coach Thorman said during my interview with him. So this is going to be a difficult test for Macomb. However, the Streaks can't overlook this game, obviously. As I talked with Coach Howard, you know, you get the big win the other day against Rocky, and then you have this game in between the Rocky game and Peoria Notre Dame. You definitely don't want to overlook the Bombers.
And for Macomb, Ashton Day gets it across, and ball tipped out of bounds just in front of the Streak bench, and Macomb will have it back. And I talked about the Streaks having a little bit shorter bench. They still have 7 players available. Macomb with only 4 players available on the bench.
Yeah, they're going with 9. Kaylee Thompson, as Coach Thorman said in the pregame, shows out with an ACL tear.
Shot on the left side by Carl, partially blocked by Sarah Baker. Rebound comes out long to Jackie Howard. Now Sarah Baker has it. She'll bring it across midcourt in the center circle. Stop, stop of the key. Gets to Howard running down the right baseline. Nice look to the left side to Shelby Pacheco. Up off the glass and good.
This could be one of those big games for Shelby because she's going to be able to dominate inside. Not a lot of size for this Macomb team inside.
Macomb breaks the full court pressure. Layup up and no good by Clawdon, but the rebound came down to Jacqueline Billiter, and she put it up and in. Make it 7-2 Streaks. It is Jessica Howard with a three from the left wing. Bounces high and rolls across the top of the board and falls behind. And Macomb will bring it the length of the court. So it's 7-2 Streaks, 6:16 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, good job so far in the early going by the Streaks to really get into the ball reversals and ball movement. And even in that last play before this possession, it was a great job by Just to pass up on the three, drive in, collapse the defense, and then get it to Shelby.
Near steal by Maddie Boyer. She's in for the Streaks along with Megan Young, Sarah Nelson, Mickey Rodriguez, and Jamie Johnson. It'll be Kelsey Carl to inbound from the near sideline for the Macomb Bombers. 6:10 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 7-2. Carl looking, finally gets it in out high today on the right side. Now a steal by Sarah Nelson. Pass actually just went right to her. Now it's Maddie Boyer, gives to Mickey Rodriguez, right wing. She'll fire the three. It's off the mark. Rebound comes out long, and it's run down by Maddie Boyer out high on the left side. Maddie on the dribble between the circles, picks it up. Thought about the three, now gives to Megan Young out high on the left side. She'll penetrate inside the free throw line. Kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez, right wing. Three is away and good.
Just needed that second opportunity there.
10-2 streak, second three of the ball game. Now a near steal by Megan Young on the inbound, but McComb gets it back across midcourt right side. This is Day. She'll run it down to the right baseline, pass across court to the left baseline to Claudin. Inside it goes to Billiter. She can't hit the bunny, and the rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson for the streaks. Hands off to Maddie Boyer. She'll bring it across and gives to Mickey Rodriguez on the right baseline. Mickey looks over the defense, puts it on the floor, now kicks out to Jamie Johnson at the top of the key. Jamie dribbles to the right elbow, and her pass to Maddie Boyer a little bit high. First turnover by the streaks with 5:18 to play in the first quarter.
Well, that's what you want to see. You want to limit the turnovers, and they've done a good job with the ball handling that one just a little bit outside the reach of Maddie as she tried to stretch up for it.
Back in for the streaks, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Katerina Mangieri, Ty Peachy, and Sarah Baker. Full court pressure across midcourt left side. This is Carl, and she traveled with it. And, boy, McComb really having trouble with the pressure. They have broken it a couple times, but even when they've gotten it into the front court, just having trouble with the streaks defense.
Yeah, right there, Carl thought she had a passing angle. Sarah Baker did a good job covering up the girl down floor. So then Carl had to switch her mind after she had already committed to the pass, and that just led to her dragging her feet.
Sarah Baker with it, tried to get to Jessica Howard on the right wing, but Jess was going one way. The pass went the other, so the Streaks turn it over twice now. 5:09 to play first quarter. Galesburg leads 10-2.
Well, a couple bad turnovers there, just some errant passes. You don't want that. You want to have, if you're going to turn the ball over, at least make it a forced turnover.
Now Shelby Pacheco knocks the inbound pass away. Katerina Mangieri runs it down in the backcourt and gives to Ty Peachy. She'll bring it across into the front court on the dribble, right wing. Now top of the key, Sarah Baker goes left wing to Jessica Howard. Jess on the dribble, stops at the left elbow, now picks up, gives to Shelby Pacheco along the left baseline outside the three-point arc. She'll penetrate. A runner in the paint up and a little bit short, and the rebound goes to the floor. Coming down with it is Carl for McComb. That was a nice move by Shelby Pacheco, just a little bit short on the shot. And yeah. Now Shelby hustles back the other way. Oh, it gets called for the foul.
I think they're going to get the foul on Carl here.
Oh, okay.
Good steal right there by Shelby.
Shelby came from behind, stole the ball away, then Carl reached in, and that's the first foul of the basketball game.
Yeah, very nice. And Shelby took advantage right there. Carl had turned her back to her because she was being double-teamed, and Shelby was able to come in and just take it right from the outside dribbling hand. That's the tough thing. What McComb's going to learn is when they get the ball in the offensive end, they need to move it quickly. They can't do a lot of dribbling.
Maddie Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez back in. Mickey fires a three from the left side, bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down. Maddie Boyer pulls it down on the right wing. Out to Mickey out high right side, top of the key, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton also in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now it's Maddie Boyer, top of the key, looks for help, swings it left side to Megan Young. She'll dribble left out to the wing. Now gets it over to Mickey Rodriguez, a three-pointer from out high on the right side, short. Rebound comes out long to Erin Moline, a 5'4 sophomore who is in for McComb. And now her pass is stolen away by Maddie Boyer. Maddie gives it right back, though, to Moline. Now Moline is going to get tied up. Oh, no, timeout called by Jeff Thorman, another 30-second timeout. And, boy, Moline is a very, very slight young lady, 5'4", sophomore, looks more like a seventh grader out there. She's going to have trouble with this streak pressure.
Yeah, if she weighs in triple digits, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I would, too.
But she definitely a bench player. And on, as you talked about, a very thin bench for this Bomber team. But the Streaks continue to do a good job with their presser. Shot's not falling right now. We've seen them go through a little bit of a dry spell. They have hit a couple threes in this one, but it looked like their money early was getting it inside to Shelby. Yeah. I'd like to see them go back inside. We saw a little bit of Sadie there for about a minute and a half span, and she seemed to be moving okay. We'll see if she gets back into the game. As we talked about in the pregame shows, they're going to ease her back in, and this is one of the games they're going to try to use to ease her back in.
So back in, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Katerina Mangieri, Jessica Howard, and Ty Peachy. As McComb breaks the press, now trapped up is Moline as she finally gets it off to Danielle Thorman, who's into the ball game. Thorman gets it on the right block. Shot blocked by Sarah Baker. It was Thorman that put the shot up, and Sarah Baker there. Now it is Jessica Howard, right wing, three-pointer is short, rebound comes out long, and it's run down by Cassandra Combs for the Bombers. She'll give way to Taylor Claudin, cross midcourt, pass knocked away, but Ty Peachy bumped Thorman from behind. Daniel Thorman is the second cousin of head coach Jeff Thorman. Thorman, a 5'6 sophomore. 3:27 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 10-2. Back into the Galesburg lineup, Mickey Rodriguez, Jennifer Markley, Sarah Nelson, Maddie Boyer, and Megan Young. Jennifer Markley actually making her first appearance here this morning.
McComb's doing a better job breaking the press right now. They've learned to pass through the press, but what happens is they're now getting stagnated on the offensive end, trying to do a lot of dribbling, and all that does is place in the Streaks' hands as far as setting those traps.
This is Thorman on the dribble, knocked away. Nope, she traveled the basketball before she lost it, and the Streets get it back on another Bomber turnover.
Well, so far, 8 turnovers in the game for the Bombers.
And just 2 points. Now the Streets turn it back over. Jennifer Markley tried to pass it down to the right baseline. She thought either Mickey Rodriguez or Sarah Nelson was going to be there, and they both were going other directions, so the Streets now turn it over with 3:14 to play in the quarter and a 10-2 lead. Full court pressure. Thorman gets it into Moline. Back to Thorman on the dribble. Trapped up. Now dribbles out of it and nearly carried it. Now gets it to Lexa Mara, 5'10 sophomore, into the ball game. Now ball kicked away down on the other end. It was a pass from Taylor Claudin. And I think Jennifer Markley got a foot in there and knocked it away. So the Bombers will have it on the left baseline. Thorman will inbound. 3:04 to play first quarter. Streets lead 10-2. Thorman looking. Finally gets it in to Marr on the baseline. Back to Thorman on the left block. Dribbles in. Now kicks out on the right side. Tried to get it to Devin Daring. 5'7 seniors into the ball game, and Streaks kick it away again. So McComb will trigger from the right baseline this time with 2:58 to play in the quarter.
This game has all the atmosphere of a summer league game.
It does. Actually, probably as good a crowd as we had for that Thursday night Moline game.
That's true.
Left wing, 3-pointer is away and no good by Claudin. Rebound comes down off the hands of Marr. Now Marr gets it back on the left baseline, 10-footer up and no good. Rebound down on the weak side, goes to the floor, and it's going to go off of Thorman last. The Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 2:44 to play, leading 10-2. Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Katerina Mangieri, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard back in for Galesburg.
Well, let's see right here if the Streaks get a little bit of an offensive rhythm going. They've been kind of choppy the last few times down, some turnovers.
And there you have it, a nice give and go. Ty Peachy on the right wing gets to Jamie Johnson running down the right side of the lane. Jamie lays it up and in. It's her first basket, make it 12-2 Streaks, 2:27 to play first quarter. Thorman in the backcourt, gets it across midcourt to Claudin. Claudin dribbles right to the wing, now picks up and looks for help. She's trapped by Ty Peachy and Katerina Mangieri. Now the ball's, I thought it went off Thorman last, but they're going to say the Streaks knocked it out. McComb will have it on the near sideline.
Well, again, McComb doing a good job getting the ball past half court now. They just keep letting themselves get trapped. They have to learn that they can't give up that dribble so easily.
Now a 5-second call on the inbound. A nice defense away from the ball by the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
It seemed a little quick, but
That's what I was kind of thinking.
Take it.
I was starting to think, like, okay, it's getting close. 12-2 Streaks lead, 2:11 to play first quarter. Left wing, this is Jessica Howard, fires a 3. It's off the rim. Rebound comes down on the weak side. Well, Ty Peachy and Shelby Pacheco were both there, but neither got the handles on it. Falls out of bounds. McComb will bring it the length of the court.
Just showing some rust here in the early going. She's 0-for-5 from distance.
Inbound comes to Devin Daring. Now back to Thorman out high on the left side to Marr, and just lost the ball out of bounds right into the McComb bench.
Yes, it just trickled out of it. She caught it high, had it in her hands, and just trickled down behind her and went out of bounds.
Back in for the Streaks, Sarah Baker, Sadie Hamilton, Maddie Boyer, Megan Young, and Mickey Rodriguez. Left wing, this is Megan Young with it. She'll fire the 3. It's long, and the rebound bounces high. Boy, a lot of really high bouncing balls coming off of the threes this morning. Cross midcourt, this is Moline, gets it to Marr between the circles, right wing, it goes to Claudin. She'll fire the 3-pointer and got it. Taylor Claudin with her first basket, and it's 12-5 Streaks, 1:36 to play here in the first quarter. Mickey Rodriguez penetrates right side, nice look, draws the defender, gets it to Sadie Hamilton, she lays it up and in. Sadie with her first basket, make it 14-5 Streaks. Now a steal by Sarah Baker on the full court pressure, knocked away by Claudin, and the Streaks are going to have it on their own right baseline. Mickey got the ball out behind the 3-point arc on the right baseline. The defender closed out on her, so she penetrated, drew the defender from the weak side, and made a nice dish.
Yeah, very nice play, especially considering she did have an open 3, but she had to do it off a pump fake, which is sometimes difficult.
Inbound comes to Shelby Pacheco, who's back in, can't hit the shot, but now a foul on the rebound. I think Jamie Johnson's going to be called for reaching in. It does go against Jamie. First foul on the Streaks. So Jamie, Shelby, Ty Peachy, Katerina Mangieri, Jessica Howard back in for the Streaks. 1:16 to play first quarter. Galesburg leads 14-5. Full court pressure, and it comes to Moline. Moline on the dribble against Jessica Howard. Now gives to Thorman, still down under the Galesburg basket. Now closer to midcourt is Daring with it, and it's nearly stolen away by Ty Peachy. Now Moline finally gets it across to the right wing. Claudin runs it down, goes baseline, and pass knocked away by Ty Peachy.
Good recovery there by Ty, because it looked like they were going to get an open layup on the other side of the lane by Lexa Marr, but Ty hustled in and was able to knock that one away.
Thorman inbound from the left baseline, exactly 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Pass is knocked away by Katerina Mangieri. Now that's going to be an over and back as Kat had knocked it away, but Moline dribbled in the front court, then dribbled into the back court from the front court.
Yeah, that was a close one, though, because I don't know if she exactly had control of that ball. It looked like she was just reaching out to get it, but it was a close one. Could have gone either way.
Ty Peachy between the circles gets it to Shelby Pacheco on the lane, kicks it out to Katerina Manjiri. Long three from the left wing is no good, and the rebound off the hands of Jamie Johnson. Wow, I think they're going to say maybe it hit the foot of Devin Daring was there. Might have gone off of her foot, so the Streaks will have it on the right baseline. Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, Jennifer Markley, Sarah Nelson, Maddie Boyer in for the Streaks. 45.3 to play first quarter. Galesburg leads 14-5. Out high right side, Maddie Boyer with it. Gives to Mickey Rodriguez on the right baseline. Goes out to the wing. Gives out high right side to Maddie Boyer. Maddie penetrates to the free throw line. Gets bumped and lost the ball. And Thorman comes up with it for McComb. Now she picks up across midcourt. Gives to Clouden. And her pass knocked away by Sarah Nelson. And Maddie Boyer comes up with it. Comes down the right side and lost it off her leg. Yeah, Maddie just, the defense was there, but Maddie just lost that one off her leg. She got lots of handle as she went up.
Yeah, just a little bit out of her comfort zone right there. She had the defense bearing down on her.
Inbound, knocked away by Sarah Nelson, goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up between Megan Young and Taylor Clauden. And the Streaks will have it back on the alternate possession with 19.3 to play in the quarter, leading 14-5. Megan Young to inbound from the right baseline.
Well, I liked on that last substitution, PA, instead of calling out every player, just called for a line change.
Yeah. And the inbound pass knocked away by Clauden, and the Streaks will have it on the sideline at the end of the McComb bench. Sarah Baker is going to check in for Jennifer Markley for the last 16.1 of the third quarter. And also Jessica Howard is going to check in, and she's going to replace Mickey Rodriguez. So it's Maddie Boyer, Megan Young, Sarah Baker, Sarah Nelson, and Jessica Howard for the Streaks. Inbound comes to Sarah Baker between the circles, and now an offensive foul called on, I guess it's an illegal screen they're calling on Megan Young.
Yeah, it was probably a good call. What happened was Sarah was trying to roll around from the far side to the top of the key to get an open look, and Megan kind of moved with Mar and got in front of her, and then Mar bumped her, but Megan had moved and slid in front of her, so it wasn't a legal screen.
Now Clauden gives it right back as she dribbles on the sideline and heading into a trap, and the Streaks will get it back with 9.9 seconds to play. That was the first foul on Megan Young. Inbound comes to Maddie Boyer on the run with 8 seconds to play at the free throw line. Now kicks top of the key. Sarah Baker fires a long three off the back iron. No good. 3 seconds to play. Clauden down with a rebound. Midcourt fires a long shot off the glass. No good. We have played one quarter of basketball. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the McComb Bombers 14-5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown. Blinker.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, second quarter just underway, and Clauden called for a travel as McComb had the ball to start the quarter, so another Bomber turnover for the Streaks. Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Howard. This is Shelby, top of the key, right wing to Ty Peachy. Now to Jessica Howard, top of the key, just inside the volleyball spike line. Three is no good, but Ty Peachy sneaks in for the rebound. Can't hit the putback. Shelby Pacheco gets the second rebound, can't get it to fall, but she's fouled by Clauden. That'll be the first foul on Taylor Clauden, and Shelby Pacheco will go to the free throw line with a couple of shots. First free throws of the basketball game.
So far, pretty clean game played by both teams. Only 5 fouls so far in the game combined. So good job by both teams to come out. And, you know, these can be real sloppy games the first game of the morning, but at least it hasn't been too physical.
First shot no good by Shelby Pacheco. 14-5 streaks lead. Second shot is away, and just she was just a little bit flat on both of those shots. Now Maddie Boyer's called for going over the back on the rebound, and that'll be her first foul. And the third team foul on the streaks. Full court pressure. Inbound comes to Combs. Dribbles out of trouble. Now gets it to Billiter. Now goes back to Carl. Now it's Day back to Carl across the court.
Over and back.
Yeah. Official says no, but that's what I thought too. Now a trap, and Shelby Pacheco comes up with a steal. Shelby dribbles down the right side, puts it up, no good, but she's fouled. Took it right at Cassandra Combs and drew the contact. Now Shelby goes back to the free throw line with two more. Yeah, and those last two free throws by Shelby, just the ball was really, the trajectory was almost straight on. She really had no arc on it.
Well, she got two warm-ups now. Maybe she'll hit these.
Much better arc, still off the back iron, though.
I think she started a little slow last game from the free throw line as well, so... But
yeah, she was 0 for her first three the other night and then hit 3 out of 4 after that. Second shot is up. This one bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Cassandra Combs for McComb. Back in for the streaks, Katarina Mangieri. And now a travel called on Combs, and the streaks get it back once again. Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, Sarah Nelson check in. So they're in there with Ty Peachy and Katarina Mangieri with 7-12 to play in the first half. Streaks leading 14-5.
I have McComb at 18 turnovers already in the early going.
18 turnovers, 5 points. Not a good way to win ball games.
No, that would explain the 2-20 record, I suppose.
Ty Peachy out high right side. Now out high left side, it's Jamie Johnson. Goes between the circles, gives back to Ty out high on the right side. She'll look over the defense. Now puts it on the floor, drives into the paint, kicks out to the left wing to Katarina Mangieri, but it's knocked away by Day, and the Streaks will have it on the near sideline as Day knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, the Streaks pretty cold right now shooting the basketball, because if they were shooting a little bit better, this would be a huge lead.
Now reach is going to be called on Taylor Claudin as Ty Peachy went to penetrate. And that's going to be the second foul on Claudin. 13 foul now on the Bombers. As Katarina Mangieri will inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Mickey Rodriguez on the left wing. Out high left side, it's Jamie Johnson. She'll fire the three and got it. Second basket for Jamie. She's got five in the game, and it's 17-5 streaks. Third three of the ball game for Galesburg.
That was the first point of the second quarter.
Left side, team. Yeah, McComb breaks the pressure. Claudin gives to Day on the right wing. She'll fire the 18-footer. Rolls off, no good. Rebound brought down by Billiter, but she's going to be called for going over the back. And she must have had the right hand up on the ball, must have had the left hand on the back. Billiter picks up her first foul. Back in for Galesburg, Sarah Baker, Maddie Boyer, Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Howard. Maddie Boyer brings it up, gives to Sarah Baker at the top of the key, out high right side, Shelby Pacheco, right wing to Maddie Boyer. Now to Sarah Baker, give and go, running down the right side of the lane, lays it up and got it. Sarah with five. She had a three in the first quarter and now a two and make it 19-5 streaks. Full court pressure. This is Combs. Gets it across midcourt to Day. Day runs down the right side of the lane. Throws a layup off the glass. No good. Rebound to Shelby Pacheco and she rips it away from Combs and gives it to Sarah Baker. Now it's Maddie Boyer across midcourt right side. Hands off to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Jess will stop and fire the three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound off the hands of Shelby Pacheco. Looked like Jess was on the mark that time. Still just came up a little bit short.
Well, 0 for 7 now. She's just a little bit off on every one of these. It seems like she's getting a lot of the back rim. Just can't get it to fall.
Inbound comes to Combs. Trapped up by Megan Young and Shelby Pacheco. Now gets it to Day. Now 2-on-1 break. Claudin drives it down the left side. Shot blocked by Sarah Baker, and Sarah comes down with a rebound. Sarah brings it down, gives to Megan Young on the left wing. Now to Maddie Boyer, top of the key. Ball knocked away. Megan gets it back, gives to Maddie, top of the key. Three-pointer is up and good. First basket of the ball game for Maddie Boyer. That's four threes now for the Streaks. Make it 22-5. Galesburg, 5.5 minutes to play in the first quarter now, or first half. Steal by Jessica Howard on the full court pressure. Now Maddie Boyer has it. Gives to Sarah Baker, top of the key. She'll dribble right. Kicks out to Jess, right wing. Three is away and got that one.
Starting to heat up are the Streaks.
But Jessica Howard with her first three. That's now five in the game for the Streaks. Make it 25-5. Another near steal. Finally, Combs runs it down. And now it is a steal by Sarah Baker, still in the backcourt from Combs. Front court, Sarah stops and fires a long two-pointer, 19-footer right on top of the line. No good. Rebound comes down to Megan Young, and she passed to Maddie Boyer, and Claudin bumped into Maddie from behind and picks up her third foul of the ball game, and that'll really, not that McComb's a great ball-handling team anyway, but they'll probably lose their best ball handler right there.
Yeah, definitely, and earlier, a few plays ago, we saw Clouden try to take it in on Sarah Baker. That was a little bit of a mismatch with Clouden 5'3", and Sarah very athletic.
Timeout called, I believe, by McComb. It's a full timeout. We will take one as well. 4:57 to play in the first half. Streaks lead 25-5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's nothing like the sweet, sensuous allure of
chocolate.
And once your mind gets set on
chocolate,
you've got to have it. So head over to McDonald's for a McCafe hot
chocolate
or mocha. Real steamed milk blended with oodles of velvety
chocolate
syrup, fluffy whipped cream, and topped off with a decadent
chocolate
drizzle. McCafe your day with a mocha or hot
chocolate.
At participating McDonald's.
The Galesburg girls basketball team will play their second game of the day later against Peoria Notre Dame. Join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for the call at 7:06 tonight here on WGIL.
4:57 to play in the first half. Streaks lead 25-5. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Mickey Rodriguez on the right wing. Three-pointer is short. Might have been partially blocked. Now a foul on the rebound is going to go against whom? Looks like Sadie Hamilton got called for a push. Sadie is in there along with Katarina Mangieri, Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, and Jamie Johnson. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. It'll be Day to inbound. In it comes to Marr. Marr gives to Moline. She'll get it across midcourt. Three-on-two break. Now she'll pull up and throws it to nobody, but finally running it down is Combs on the right baseline, and a tie-up between Katarina Mangieri and Combs, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
Cat right there, very aggressive. Right when Combs brought that down into her grasp, she got her hands on it and wasn't letting go until that whistle blew.
Ty Peachy, top of the key, out high left side. Jamie Johnson fires a wide open three. Bounces off, no good. And Moline brings down the rebound for the Bombers. She'll run it across midcourt left side. Nearly carried it. Knocked away from behind by Mickey Rodriguez. Jamie Johnson comes up with it. Downcourt pass left side. Katarina Mangieri, she'll stop on the left wing. Kicks out high left side to Jamie Johnson. Jamie goes to the top of the key. Now dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Kicks out to Mickey for a three-pointer on the right wing. It's off the mark. And the rebound's going to fall out of bounds on the near sideline. McComb will bring it from three-quarter court. Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Sarah Nelson, Jennifer Markley back in for the Streaks. 4:11 to play in the half. Galesburg with a 25-5 lead.
The Streaks' main 2 3-point shooters aren't faring too well in this one. 2 for 14 combined between Mickey Rodriguez and Jess Howard.
McComb breaks the full court pressure. Now a ball knocked away by Sarah Nelson on the near sideline. The Bombers will inbound once again. You know, it's so strange. You had mentioned it earlier that McComb able to break the full court press a few times, but even right there they had a 3-on-1 break and still could not get to the basket.
Well, this may be the first game we've seen all year where the other team, or Galesburg's definitely the more athletic team.
Yeah.
And they're quicker, they can jump higher, and it's really bothering this McComb team.
And it goes to Marr in the paint. The little baby hook is up and no good. Rebound, Jessica Howard. Jess on the run across midcourt right side. Goes to the wing and gives to Maddie Boyer, top of the key. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Thorman for McComb. And now a reach is going to be called on Megan Young. She reached in on Thorman. And that will be the second foul on Megan. And that is 5 team fouls. Actually, the board says 16 fouls on both teams. I must be missing a foul on both of them. 3:45 to play in the half. Streaks lead 25-5. Full court pressure. In it comes to Devin Deering. Now it's Moline across midcourt. 3-on-1 break again. Tried to get it over to the left side, and a nice job by Jennifer Markley to knock the pass away. And just they kind of telegraph the passes when they get down there. Jennifer able to knock it away, and it goes out of bounds. McComb will have it on the far sideline.
Well, right there, Moline needs to draw the defense. She needs to dribble in a little deeper to get Jen Markley to commit to her, and that's where you drop that pass off.
And it comes to Deering out near midcourt, left of the center circle, dribbles out of a trap. Nope, she traveled before she did that as Jessica Howard, Sarah Nelson, nice job on the defense. And Ty Peachy, Katarina Mangieri, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Mickey Rodriguez check back in for Galesburg with 3:32 to play in the half. Streaks lead 25-5. Ty Peachy to trigger the offense. Right wing, it's Shelby Pacheco out high right side. Sarah Baker, top of the key to Ty Peachy. Ty looks over the defense, gives to Mickey, right wing. A long three is away, and good. Second three of the ball game for Mickey. Six in the ball game for the Streaks. Make it 28-5, Galesburg. Thorman traveled with a no-call, gets it across midcourt. Dribbles down the right side, wide open under the basket. Deering on the left side. She avoided the block by Shelby Pacheco and put it up and in.
That's the first points of the quarter for McComb.
Mickey with a three from the left wing, can't hit. Shelby Pacheco down with a rebound. Her outlet pass, though, got knocked away And it's going to go actually off Katerina Mangieri last, so Macomb will bring it from three-quarters court. 2:58 to play in the half. Streaks lead 28-7. Inbound nearly knocked away by Sarah Baker. This is Moline with it. Dribbles down the left side. Swings it to the right wing to Day. Out high right side. Thorman dribbles to the free throw line. Stops. Looks for help. Now goes to the right baseline. Day fires an 18-footer. No good. Rebound comes out long to Katerina Mangieri. Cat on the run across midcourt left side. Swings to Mickey Rodriguez. Right wing. Now Ty Peachy gives to Sarah Baker. Top of the key. Drives down the right side of the lane. Scoops it up off the glass. No good. But they're going to call a foul on the floor before the shot. It's going to go against either Moline or Deering. It goes against Moline. Erin Moline with her first. And that's, well, they're saying that's the seventh team foul on Macomb. So going to the free throw line for a chance to win a bonus will be Sarah Baker. Back in for Galesburg, Jessica Howard, Sadie Hamilton, Megan Young, and Maddie Boyer as Jamie Johnson await to replace Sarah Baker after the free throws. 2:36 to play first half. Streaks lead 28-7. First shot is up and good.
It's the first free throw of the game made by the Streaks.
Yeah, one for five right now. Second shot away, and that one in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Marr for Macomb. Gives to Thorman. Thorman still in the backcourt on the dribble. Now gets it across midcourt left side. Stops in front of the Streaks bench. Still on the dribble, though. Now picks it up. She's trapped and looking for help along the sideline. And she traveled with it. Nope, timeout called.
And I don't think Coach Thorman wanted that because now they only have one left for the rest of the game.
Yeah, I mean, Thorman, the player, actually called that one. And it's a full timeout with 2:21 to play in the first half. We'll take one as well. It's Galesburg 29, Macomb 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Live coverage of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Interactive sports talk with scores, expert analysis, and so much more. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
In great shape. Back at John Field Gymnasium, 2:21 to play first half, lead 29-7. I don't think Coach Thorman was real happy about that particular timeout.
No, definitely. Three of them didn't want to use that fourth one early in the game.
Inbound comes to Day on the left baseline, top of the key, pass stolen away by Megan Young. Megan runs it down the right side, tried to get it to Jessica Howard, but Moline steals it away. Megan probably should have just taken that one on in for the shot. Now it's Thorman, gets across midcourt, Marr out high left side, now gives it, and she'll swing to the right wing today. Out Thorman out high over the defense today, footer is away and good. And Day with her first basket, and make a 29-9 streaks. Jessica Howard gives out high right side to Maddie Boyer. Now Jamie Johnson, top of the key, three-pointer is good. Second one of the ball game for Jamie, and make it 32-9, 7-3 for the Galesburg Streaks. For pressure pass knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Moline gets it back. Now it is Marr. Not yet across timeline. Today out on the right side. And she swings it to Marr, who traveled with it. No call. Left baseline. 17-footer is no good. And bounces on the end. Jennifer Marr, Peachy, Katerina Mangieri, Sarah Nell, Mickey Rodriguez for play here in the first half.
Although this 32-9, this by far isn't the best half of scoring that we've even seen from this team.
Give and go. Jennifer Markley puts a shot up. Might have been partially blocked by Marr. Marr comes down with a rebound. Gives to Moline. Moline across midcourt left side. Now gives to Marr between the circles. Right wing to Day. 106 to play. Day dribbles to the right baseline. Stops and picks up. Tried to get it inside to Deering. Knocked away. Also, when it goes out sideline, and the Bombers will have it.
Just some Sarah Nelson. Mangieri, after Nelson knocked that ball away and went into the corner, it looked like they both thought the other person was going to go grab the ball, and just trickled out of bounds.
1 minute to play in the first half. Streaks lead 32-9. Moline with it in the backcourt. Gets it across into the front court to Thorman. She'll dribble left. Now back right of the center circle and likes to dribble a lot. Now gets it down on the right wing. This is Day. Fires a 15-footer. It's an air ball. And the rebound's going to go off of Deering last. And the Streaks will bring it to the court. Checking back in, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker, 47.9 to play in the first half.
32-9, so right now you want to focus on running your offense and getting some good looks. No hurry here to get a shot up either.
Sarah Baker lost a handle on it, had to save it back into the front court. Maddie Boyer has it, drives right, now gives to Megan Young, right wing, three-pointer, just barely draws the front of the iron. Sarah Baker with the rebound, gives to Jessica Howard. She'll fire a three out on the left side, no good. And the rebound, Shelby Pacheco got knocked to the floor going after that one, and Marr comes up with it. This is Storman across midcourt today. Had Deering open under the basket, didn't see her, now drives and picks up on the right wing. At the free throw line, Marr, left baseline goes to Moline. 10-footer up and no good. Rebound, Sarah Baker, outlet to Maddie Boyer. 14 seconds to play. Maddie Boyer runs it down the right side, gets tripped up from behind by Moline, and she'll have a chance at the one and bonus. That will be the
second, I believe.
Yeah, second foul on Moline. So Maddie Boyer to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Maddie with three in the game on a three-pointer in this quarter. 32, 11.2 seconds to play here in the first half. Free throw up and good. She'll get the bonus. 11.2 to play. Streaks will play again this evening. They'll take on Peoria Notre Dame about 7:06 for the pregame. Scheduled 7:30 tip. Second free throw up and good for Maddie Boyer as well. Galesburg High boys will be in action tonight. They'll be on the road at Rockford East. That game can be heard on 92.7 FM. More good basketball if you're just a fan and like to watch good basketball. Should be some more good games coming up here at John Thiel Gymnasium throughout the day. We'll talk about that coming up at halftime. 8 seconds to play. This is Storman on the left wing with five. Trapped up, looking for help with four. Now she traveled with it again, so the Streaks will have it with 3.6 seconds to play. They'll bring it the length of the court.
Well, this official on this side of the floor has a very quick whistle as far as travels are concerned.
Maddie Boyer on the dribble with two, gets to Jess, fires a long three for the right side. Good at the buzzer. So Jessica Howard hits her second of the game. 8 threes in the game for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. We are at halftime. It's been all Streaks. Galesburg 37, Macomb 9. We'll come back with our halftime show. We'll run down our halftime stats, talk about the schedule for the rest of the day here, and much, much more coming up. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but eight convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
McDonald's new bacon and cheese Angus Third Pounder. Until this moment, 10 million taste buds seemed redundant. Now, you fear there may not be enough. The thick 100% Angus beef alone will require 7 million. A million for each strip of crispy bacon, another million for the cheese, a half a million for the crinkle-cut pig. Hold the phone. Is that another strip of bacon? Angus Axiom No. 72. A bigger bang for your bite. At participating McDonald's.
I demand the finest. I'm not wasting one of my 9 lives on ordinary food. And there's others just like me. Finicky felines whose only interest is a 5-star dish. Surf and turf, California roll, and my personal favorite, whole mackerel with gravy. Meow. And some drooling canines are just as choosy. Serve up America's Gourmet Lunchbox and you'll see. They can't get enough of the Wild Buffalo Grill, Rocks and Tots, or Grammy's Pot Pies.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT, in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin Halftime Report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Macomb Bombers 37-9 is our halftime score. The Streaks led 14-5 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored Macomb 23-4 in that second quarter as they started to heat up a bit more from behind the three-point arc in that second quarter. Missed a lot of them early on and still not necessarily a great percentage, but they're getting a lot of the offensive rebounds as well. Streaks have hit 8 3-pointers in the first half. Glad to have you along on the halftime program brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Of course, Galesburg High boys, a big win last night on the road at Moline over the Maroons. Pick up their second conference victory of the season. They'll be back in action tonight on the road at Rockford East. 6 pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip-off. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will have that action. That game, if you want to listen to it, you can catch on 92.7 FM. So the boys will be on 92.7 FM tonight, as the girls will be here on WGIL and WGIL.com. They'll take on Peoria Notre Dame once again around 7:06 pregame and a 7:30 scheduled tip-off. The rest of the schedule for the tournament today, some really good games on the schedule. Following this game, it'll be the Alleman Pioneers taking on Peoria Central. That's scheduled to get underway at 10:30. Then at noon should be a pretty good one. Peoria Notre Dame taking on United Township. At 2 o'clock, Peoria Central takes on Morton. At 4:30, it'll be United Township playing Macomb. And then the game just preceding the Streaks tonight has Morton taking on Alleman at 6 o'clock this evening. And, of course, Galesburg and Peoria Notre Dame playing at 7:30 tonight, as we mentioned. Galesburg High sophomores will be in action. The sophomore girls will play over at Churchill. I believe they're scheduled to get underway at about 10:30 this morning. So the Galesburg bench a little bit shorter than it has been, as there's been three sophomores up dressing, or a couple of sophomores and a freshman up dressing for the varsity, and they're all three just playing with the sophomores today, and Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, and Jessica Lieber. So a little bit shorter bench, as we said. Also, Bailey Boyer out with an injury. She's got a stress fracture, and Sadie Hamilton seeing a little bit of action. They're trying to kind of work her back in slowly, as she's been fighting some injury as well. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Macomb Bombers 37-9. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our halftime statistics. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kurt Emkin with CPS in Yates City. Call me at 221-7351.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh!
You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by
with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast. Today, blustery with a chance for showers scattered about throughout the day and a high near 46. Very windy. Winds gusting to near 30 miles per hour at times. Tonight, occasional showers, a low near 38 with winds gusting to around 25. 25-mile-an-hour wind gusts again tomorrow for your Sunday with a chance for some showers and a high of 42. And for Monday, cloudy, colder, chance for snow and a high of 33. Right now, mostly cloudy, a bit of fog, and 37 at WGIL.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
All Galesburg Silver Streaks in the first half as they lead the Macomb Bombers 37-9 in the first game of the day at the Midwinter Classic Tournament. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Chris LeGros, our studio engineer this morning. The Streaks with a 37-9 lead. Our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Scoring-wise, a balanced attack for the Streaks. 6 points apiece for Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, and Mickey Rodriguez. 8 for Jamie Johnson. She hit a couple of threes. Mickey with a couple of threes. Jess with a couple of threes. Sarah Baker with a three. Shelby Pacheco with 4 points on a couple of baskets. Maddie Boyer with 5 points on a three and a couple of free throws. Sadie Hamilton with 2 points on a basket for the Streaks. 8 three-pointers in the first half. The real downfall, only downfall really in that first half for the Streaks, just 3 for 8 from the free throw line. McComb, pretty easy to run down their scoring. Ashton Day with a two-pointer. Devin Deering with a two. Jacqueline Billiter with a two. And Taylor Clawdon with a three-pointer. McComb did not attempt a free throw in that first half.
No, it was definitely all Streaks. Streaks 5 for 10 from inside the arc, 8 for 28 from distance. As you said, 3 for 8 from the free throw line. That's compared to McComb, who was 3 for 15 from inside the arc, 1 for 4 from distance, the 4 for 19 from the field. Not a very good shooting half. But the true number lies in the turnovers. 24 turnovers for McComb, 8 for the Streaks in that first half. 20-19 Streaks edge, have the edge on the boards, but they have a commanding lead, 8 offensive rebounds to 2 for McComb. The Streaks' offense and defensive pressure has just been too much for McComb so far. I'm sure Coach Thorman just kind of told his team at halftime, you know, just got to keep playing it out, and you never know what will happen, but yeah, nothing will happen if we give up. So,
well, and there's this is one of the games where I actually like the continuous clock rule if that happens, because McComb's got a short bench, only 4 players on it. Everybody has played, and everybody has gotten significant playing time. There are sometimes I don't like the rule when somebody has a lot of players on their bench that might get some playing time. Well, that actually gets shortened by that continuous clock. But in a game like this, it'll be more of a mercy thing if, in fact, it happens.
Well, and the other side of that is also that both these teams have another game today.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, regardless, you don't want to wear the teams out, so...
That'll wrap up the halftime show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. McComb with the basketball to start the second half. Galesburg brings out Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, and Jessica Howard. This is Day for McComb. Drives right side, scoops up a shot from the right baseline, got it up and in. So Ashton Day with her second basket and make it 37-11. Better start for the Bombers. Top of the key, this is Sarah Baker. She'll fire the three-pointer. It's off to the left. Rebound comes down to Day for McComb. Day on the dribble. She'll bring it across. Streaks will pick up in half court. Day left to the center circle. Gives to Combs. Now right wing goes to Clawdon. Down on the right block, this is Billiter. Drives baseline shot, partially blocked by Shelby Pacheco. Sarah Baker down with the rebound. Gives to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Now top of the key, Ty Peachy runs down the right side of the lane. Kicks back out to Jess. A long three-pointer out far on the right side is short. Rebound comes down to Ty Peachy. Kicks it back out to Jess on the right wing. Top of the key, Sarah Baker. Now to Ty Peachy. Back to Sarah, top of the key. Kicks out to Jessica Howard. Three-pointer right wing is good. Third of the ball game for Jess, and make it 42-11 Streaks. 9 three-pointers in the game for Galesburg. Streaks now back. Well, I guess they are playing a man-to-man. Oh, no, they're not either. Oh, yeah, I see Maddie Boyer, the person she was guarding, was out far on the left side. This is Clawdon with it. Now it's Billiter out high on the left side, working against Shelby Pacheco. Gives to Carl at the free throw line. Now right wing goes to Clawdon. Kicks now to Combs. She'll fire the 16-footer just left of the free throw line. No good. Rebound Sarah Baker. Sarah across midcourt left side. Gives to Ty Peachy, top of the key. Back to Sarah out high on the left side. Goes top of the key. Now dribbles right. Splits defenders. Kicks it out to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Goes to the baseline. Stops and fires a three. Bounces off. No good. Ty Peachy with a rebound. Put back. No good. But she's fouled by Cassandra Combs, so Ty Peachy will go to the free throw line with 2 shots. Ty has yet to score in the ball game.
Yeah, but she's done a good job hitting the offensive board. She's got 3 now, and this is 2 straight possessions that she's been able to pull them down. So she's been aggressive and active on the offensive end, even though she hasn't scored.
First free throw off the back iron, no good. Back in for the Streaks, Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, and Sarah Nelson. Katarina Mangieri will wait to replace Ty Peachy. 6:18 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 40-11.
Streaks seem to have some problems so far this morning shooting the free throws. So
oh, boy,
they may have needed to get a couple more this morning before they took the court.
So this is Clawdon with the basketball for the Bombers. As Streaks is not picking up with the full court pressure, but Clawdon just dribbled it off of her foot that time right at midcourt. So Katarina Mangieri now comes in and replaces Ty Peachy. I mean, wasn't a lot of pressure from Ty Garden-Clawdon, but she just dribbled it off her foot. In it comes to Mickey Rodriguez in the center circle. Now Jamie Johnson out high left side. Gives to Megan Young, left wing. She'll dribble right, penetrates, kicks out to Katerina Mangieri. Fires three out high on the right side. Long rebound comes down to Billiter for McComb, and she gets tied up by Megan Young. And the Streaks get it on the alternate possession. Nice hustle again by Megan Young. Billiter at 6 foot brought that rebound down around her waist, and Megan was right there to put the clamps on it. Megan Young to inbound. In it comes to Mickey Rodriguez on the right baseline. Kicks out to Katerina Mangieri, top of the key. Now Jamie Johnson back to Kat, top of the key. She'll fire the three from straight on, off the mark. And the ball hits the end line as it comes down. And McComb brings it the length of the court with 5:50 to play, trailing 40-11.
Yeah, she missed everything on that one.
It'll be Clawdon to bring it up. She'll be met at midcourt by Katerina Mangieri. Brings it across the timeline, out between the circles, out high left side. It goes to Carl. Carl gets a pick from Combs, drives into the paint, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer, rolls around and through. So Kelsey Carl with her first basket, and make it 40-13 Streaks. Top of the key, Jamie Johnson fires a three. This one might have been partially blocked, comes up short. I think Billiter might have gotten a finger on that one. And this is Day with it. Gets it to Clawdon on the right wing. Clawdon on the dribble, kicks back out to Day, out high right side, working against Katerina Mangieri. Now between the circles, gives to Combs. Combs back to Day, out high on the right side. Now high post, it goes to Billiter. Tried to get it into the low block. Nice pass inside to Combs. She can't hit the 8-footer. Rebound comes down off the hands of, ooh, they're going to say it went off of Day last. Thought maybe Jamie Johnson had the finger on it last. But the Streaks will bring it the length of the court, and they'll bring in Maddie Boyer, Jennifer Markley, Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, and Sadie Hamilton with 5:01 to play in the quarter. McComb will pick up in the half courts. Ty Peachy to trigger the offense. Left wing, Sadie Hamilton. Out high, Jennifer Markley, left side. Top of the key, Ty Peachy, working against Clawdon. Left wing, it goes to Maddie Boyer. She'll fire the three-pointer, short. And the rebound comes down to Clawdon for the Bombers. She'll run it across midcourt in the center circle. Right wing gives it to Carl. Carl looks over the defense, now drives into the paint. Nearly lost the handle on it, picks up and kicks out to Day on the left side. Day brings it out between the circles against Sarah Baker. Streaks lead 40-13. 4:30 to play, third quarter. Clawdon on the dribble, right wing, working against Ty Peachy. Penetrates into the paint, scoops up a shot from straight on, and got it. Nice move by Clawdon. Gets her second basket and make it 40-15 Streaks. Ty Peachy now. Nice dish to the left side to Sadie Hamilton. Up off the glass and got it. Ty did a nice job drawing two defenders once again and dishing off and make it 42-15. Right wing, Day fakes, drives right baseline, and Sarah Baker's getting a call for the push as Sarah had gone for the fake and came down and kind of put the hand on the back of Day as she started to penetrate.
Yeah, unfortunately, she just kind of lost her, came out of her shoes right there, and then when she tried to recover, just had a little too much force coming down.
In for the Streaks, Katerina Mangieri, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, and Megan Young. On the blocks, right side, Billiter. Nice defense by both Shelby Pacheco and Megan Young doubling down. This is Day out between the circles. On the dribble against Katerina Mangieri, dribbles right. Looking for help as she picks it up. Now goes top of the key to Carl. Carl dribbles left, gets a pick from Combs, goes baseline, and travel with the basketball. Nice defense again. Nice switch by Jessica Howard and Jamie Johnson there.
Coach Thurman going to use a little line change here as he's bringing his four bench players.
So it'll be Thurman, Moline, Marr, and also Deering that check in for McComb. And let's see who's going to stay on the floor. It'll be Day that stays on the floor for McComb. 3:44 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 42-15. Out high right side, Shelby Pacheco gives to Katerina Mangieri right wing. Now Jessica Howard, top of the key, penetrates, kicks out to Kat on the right wing. She'll stop at the top of the key. Now gives to Jessica Howard right wing. Penetrates right baseline, stops, pulls it back out. And, yeah, she double dribbled. She picked it up. She was going to, I think she thought about making the pass and saw that Kat wasn't open and had just for that split second gotten the other hand up on the ball and then kept her dribble.
Well, coming out of the locker room here, McComb's done a better job on the defensive end. They're doing a better job sticking with their players and also not leaving the passing lanes open for the Streaks.
Day on the dribble, stops, pulls up with a 17-footer. It's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Shelby Pacheco. Gives way to Katerina Mangieri. She'll bring it across midcourt right side. Now stops between the circles and gives out high left side to Jamie Johnson. Jamie goes to the free throw line, stops, gives to Megan Young out high left side. She'll penetrate, kicks back out to Jamie on the left baseline. Brings it out to the wing, now to the left elbow. Kicks out to Jessica Howard. The long three from the left side is good. Fourth of the ball game for Jess, second in the quarter. And make it 45-15 Streaks, 2:49 to play, third quarter. Day with it, right wing for the Bombers. As Evan has called off the full court pressure. This is Thorman with it. Drives to the free throw line. Now stops just inside the free throw line. Gives to Deering. Deering, top of the key, looking for some help. Might get a five call. Finally gets it off today, and she's going to fire a three-pointer out high on the left side. No good. Rebound tipped out by Katerina Maggiore, but Moline's able to run it down. Her pass is knocked away. Marr runs it down back to Moline, and she'll bring it back out between the circles. 2:22 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 45-15. Moline on the dribble. Now gives top of the key to Day. Day dribbles right, gets a pick. And on the pick and roll, a travel called as Day stopped and looked to make the pass, but drug the pivot foot.
Yeah, just too much dribbling right there from the Macomb offense. Again, they've got to do a better job cutting and making passes. They get too stagnant, then they're all standing there. There's nowhere for them to go with the ball.
Ty Peachy, Jennifer Markley, Sarah Nelson, Sarah Baker, Mickey Rodriguez back in for the Streaks. Ty Peachy to set the offense. Gives to Jennifer Markley out high left side. Now to Sarah Nelson. Now Ty Peachy on the right wing. Now it's Mickey from straight on. A long three-pointer is short. Right on the mark, a little bit short. And the rebound comes out long to Moline for Macomb. Moline across midcourt. Gets on the right wing to Clawdon, who's back into the ballgame. Now left wing, this is Thorman. Thorman on the dribble against Sarah Baker. Stops at the free throw line. Pulls up with a 14-footer. Bounces off short. Rebound comes down to Sarah Baker for the streak. Sarah on the run. Cross midcourt left side. Gives to Mickey Rodriguez on the right baseline. Fires a three-pointer. Short. Rebound comes down to Sarah Nelson, and she gets pushed from behind by Thorman. Nice job by Sarah getting in there and getting the good box out. And that'll be the second team foul in the half on Macomb. First foul on Thorman in the basketball game. Ty Peachy out high left side. Gives to Sarah Baker out high on the right side. She'll dribble left. Now gives to Ty out between the circles. Ty penetrates right side. Scoops the shot up. No good, but she's fouled. Got bumped by Lexa Marr. And Ty Peachy will go back to the free throw line with two shots. She had two earlier in the quarter and missed both of those. 1:27 to play in the third. Streaks lead 45-15.
Good aggressive move there by Ty. She took the ball and just was determined to get the rim right there, and she did a nice job, got all the way inside. Marr's only option there was either to let her go or foul her. She chose to foul her. Unfortunately, Ty continues to struggle at the free throw line.
Hit the second one, missed the first, so Ty one for four from the line. Make it 46-15 Streaks. And this is Marr between the circles on the right wing. Gives to Thorman. Thorman on the dribble. Tried to get it in the low block. Ooh, foul called on Sarah Nelson. I thought she did a nice job. Got around, knocked it away. But they're going to say she had the left hand on the back of Deering.
And that's a tough foul call right there, because Sarah did everything right except she did kind of have the left hand there, but it didn't really impact the play any.
Back in for Galesburg, Maddie Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Sadie Hamilton, Megan Young, and Jessica Howard. 1:18 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 46-15. This is Marr with it on the left baseline. Puts it on the floor, now gets to Thorman. Traveled, no call, stops in the paint, pulls up with a 13-footer and got it. Things kind of happen in slow motion on that play. Thorman gets her first basket, make it 46-17. Now Megan Young with a three-pointer from the left wing is good. Megan with her first basket. And the Streaks now with a 32-point lead. Driving in is a foul on the floor, as it was Claude that drove in, but she got fouled. They're going to say Jamie Johnson reached in. Jamie picks up her second foul. Third team foul on the Streaks here in the quarter. 55.3 to play. Looking to keep at least that 30-point lead so we get the continuous clock. Inbound comes to Claude on the right wing. She penetrates, scoops up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton. She gets tied up by Marr, and the possession arrow points toward Macomb.
Claude's not a bad-looking player. She's very aggressive. She seems to handle the ball pretty well. Just has not gotten a lot of open looks when she has gotten it. And she's so small that at times it's tough for her. She's only 5'3", so...
Yeah, they have her listed that. I'm not even so sure she's that tall. As even, you know, Megan Young towers over her out there. As Claudin's going to hold on, now gives right wing to Moline. Moline on the dribble, penetrates, stops. So nice dish underneath to Marr, and a little kind of a pick and roll play there. And Marr gets it up and in on the left side. That's her first basket. Make it 49-19, right at a 30-point lead. Maddie Boyer with a three out high on the right side is good. That's her second of the game. Streaks now with
12
for the ball game. 12 seconds now to play. 52-19 Streaks lead. This is Moline out high on the right side on the dribble with 7 seconds to play. Now with five. Dribbles right with four. On the wing with three. Gives right baseline. Thorman fires a three. And oh, just a two-pointer at the buzzer for Thorman. And she gets her second basket of the ball game. So we'll have continuous clock for the fourth quarter. After three, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Macomb Bombers 52-21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends. Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team has a non-conference game tonight at Rockford East. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:06 on WGIL. Streaks with the basketball to start the fourth quarter, leading 52-21. We'll have continuous clock. Katerina Mangieri out there with Jennifer Markley, Sarah Nelson, Megan Young, and Sadie Hamilton. This is Sarah Nelson on the left wing. Puts it on the floor. Gets a pick from Jennifer Markley. Now goes to the top of the key. Stops and gives to Megan Young on the left wing. She'll fire the three. It's short. Rebound comes out to Katerina Mangieri. She'll run it out to the left wing. Now to Megan. Top of the key. Dribbles right. And looks for help. Gives to Jennifer Markley. Now top of the key. Jennifer dribbles right. Gives to Sarah Nelson. Now high right side. She'll fire the three. And got it. Sarah Nelson with her first basket of the ball game, and that's the 13th three for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. So another ridiculous day for the Streaks, and those that wore their shirts get their free triple cheeseburger. On the right wing, this is Deering on the dribble. Goes baseline, or rather this is Carl, and now she traveled with it. She stopped and just drug the pivot foot after she stopped, and another McComb turnover with 6:48 to play in the ball game. Streaks leading 55-21.
She looked kind of confused by that call, but I thought it was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Because she looked like she was going to pass it back up top, but that passing lane had been taken away.
Now a push called in the lane is going to go. Who did it go on? Was it Combs? No, it went Billiter. Against Billiter. Jacqueline Billiter picks up her second foul of the ball game. 14 fouls now on McComb in the second half. Sarah Nelson inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. In it comes to pass actually knocked away by Clouden, and Katerina Mangieri runs it down. Now Sarah Nelson, left baseline, three is away.
Wow.
Two in a row for Sarah Nelson to start the fourth quarter, make it 58-21 Streaks. Right wing, this is Day for McComb. Gets it on the right block to Combs. 10-footer up and no good. Rebound comes down to Megan Young. Megan will run it up herself, brings it across midcourt right side. Now stops, gives Katerina Mangieri out between the circles. Cat on the dribble, takes a left, gets a pick from Jennifer Markley, stops on the left wing. Now gives to Megan Young out high on the left side. Megan looks over the defense, dribbles right, gets a pick from Sadie Hamilton on the high post, stops on the right wing, and kicks it out to Katerina Mangieri, and she gets bumped from behind by Taylor Clauden. And that'll be the fourth foul on Clauden with 5:38 to play in the ball game.
Sarah Nelson came in 2-for-13 on the season from distance. She's 2-for-2 in this game alone.
58-21, Streaks lead, continuous clock, 5:27 to play. Jennifer Markley will inbound from the near sideline. In it comes to Katerina Mangieri, out near midcourt, now in the center circle on the dribble, working against Clauden, goes to the right wing, now picks it up, and tried to get to Jennifer Markley at the high post, but the pass went right to Billiter for McComb, so the Streaks turn it over. Not too many in the ballgame for the Streaks. Clauden dribbles left side, so 10 for the Streaks. Clauden drives all the way down the left side, puts it up with the right hand, and got it. That's her third basket of the game, and make it 58-23 Streaks, 5 minutes to play. And doesn't look like Coach Massey's even going to substitute here in this fourth quarter. Right wing, Katerina Mangieri with it. Top of the key to Megan Young. She'll dribble left. Lost the handle on it, kicks out to Sarah Nelson, thought about the three, dribbles right, now gets to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, left wing, Megan Young. Megan penetrates left baseline, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer, bounces off no good, rebound, Sadie Hamilton fought for it, pulled it down, now looks for help, kicks out to Jennifer Markley, top of the key, left wing, Megan Young, she'll fire the open three, short, rebound Jennifer Markley, oh, tried to kick it out again, but Billiter stepped in and stole it away. Jennifer probably should have taken that shot there. She had it open down on the block. Now a long pass. First time the Streaks have really gotten beat on the full court. And Combs lays it up and in for the Bombers and make it 58-25. Now a steal again by Billiter. She'll run it down the right side, lays it up off the glass, and got it.
The Streaks losing their confidence there a little bit with the passing lanes.
Megan Young with a three from the right wing is no good. Billiter down with a rebound. 58-27 streaks lead. 4 minutes to play in the ballgame. This is Day. Now gets it Combs running down the right side of the lane. Stops. Five-footer up off the glass and good. So Combs gets another one. She's got 4 points actually all just in this quarter. 58-29 streaks. 3:47 to play. Katerina Mangieri picks up her dribble, looks for help, gets to Sadie Hamilton on the right wing. She'll go baseline. A runner is up, no good. Might have been partially blocked. Rebound comes down to Billiter for McComb. Now this is Claudin with it across midcourt on the dribble. Runs down the right side, kicks out to Day on the right wing. Day goes to the baseline and hands off to Claudin. Claudin penetrates, scoops up a shot from five, no good. Rebound to Sarah Nelson for the streaks, and she gets knocked out of bounds by Claudin, and I believe that's going to be it for Taylor Claudin. She's going to foul out of the ball game. It does go against Taylor Claudin. And that is it for her. She fouls out with 7 points, including a three-pointer in the first quarter. And four new players in for the Bombers as well. Shelby Pacheco back in for the streaks as she replaces Sadie Hamilton. So Sadie still playing somewhat sparingly today, but she's got 4 points in the ballgame. 2:51 to play. Streaks lead 58-29.
I have to ask Coach after the game how she fared in the time, because she did get a nice long stretch there where she played about 5 minutes of this fourth quarter.
Now Katerina Mangieri gets tied up on the right baseline as the ball went to the floor, tied up with Moline, and the possession arrow points toward McComb with 2:30 to play in the ballgame. Streaks leading 58-29. Still continuous clock. And it comes to Moline. She'll be met at midcourt by Katerina Mangieri. Moline on the dribble between the circles, gives left wing to Thorman. Thorman working against Megan Young, drives baseline, stops, leans in for the shot, scoops it up and good. Didn't get any weak side to help that time. So Thorman gets her third basket. She's got six, make it 58-31. Now Megan Young drives right baseline, 10-footer up, no good. Rebound comes down to Marr for McComb. Gives way to Moline. She'll bring it across midcourt, right of the center circle. Gives to Marr, top of the key. Now back to Moline, out high on the right side with 1:54 to play. Right at the free throw line, gives to Deering. Now right wing, back to Moline. On the right block, it goes to Marr. Turns, little baby hook is up and good for Alexa Marr. She's got four all in the second half. Make it 58-33 streaks with 1:40 to play. Jennifer Markley out high left side. Left wing to Sarah Nelson. Dribbles right, stops, top of the key. Fires a three, off the back iron, no good. Megan Young with a rebound, and she'll bring it out to the wing. Tried to get to Sarah Nelson. Sarah was going to the other way, though, and over and back is going to be called against the streaks. Probably a good call. I don't think McComb had hit it before it went into the backcourt.
No, I don't think so either. And I'm guessing that Coach Thorman's wondering where this offense has been all game.
Yeah.
His squad has come out and looked pretty good offensively here in the fourth quarter. But now, of course, the streaks are playing off. They're not playing their pressure defense.
Right.
They're letting them run some offense.
Thorman with it out high on the right side, working against Megan Young. Now gets it on the block to Marr. Little hook shot is up and no good. Left-handed hook. Marr gets her own rebound. Turns right to Shelby Pacheco. Shelby knocked it away, but Moline comes up with it. It was a nice little move there. She just stopped, turned, and put the little hook shot up. Now it's Thorman on the left baseline outside the three-point arc. Gets a pick from Marr. Stops on the wing. Fires a two-pointer from right on top of the line and got it. Thorman with eight all here in the second half. Make it 58-35. 39 seconds now to play in the ball game. Katerina Mangieri on the dribble. Out high, right side. Now it's Jennifer Markley, top of the key. Take that three, Jennifer. Nope, she's going to dribble left. Goes to the wing. Now gets to Sarah Nelson, top of the key. Sarah looks over the defense and dribbles right. 24 seconds to play. Now pulls it back out. Now gets to Shelby Pacheco on the right wing. She'll drive right baseline. Leans in up off the glass. No, but she's fouled by Marr.
I'm surprised that call even got made right there.
Yeah, and this is going to end the game as the clock. The time's going to run out while Shelby's at the free throw line anyway. So Shelby goes to the free throw line with two shots. Oh, no, they stopped the clock.
Not exactly sure why they did that, but...
I'm not sure. I didn't think it stopped at this point. Well, first free throw is up and good. That's the first free throw Shelby has hit today. 8.5 to play, make it 59-35. Shelby with 5 points on the afternoon. Second shot away. That one's good as well. Those two look much better than all four she shot in the first half. They had a nice arc on them. She was kind of flat on them early. Now long down court pass today. 5 seconds to play. She'll put up a runner for the right baseline. No good. Megan Young rips down the rebound. And time's going to run out. The Galesburg Silver Streaks are now 15-9 on the year. And they'll play again later on this evening. Final score, Galesburg 59. Boy, they took it off the board already. What was the comeback?
60-35. 60-35.
35. So 60-35, Galesburg with the win. I looked up at the scoreboard to look at the final score, and it was already gone. So Galesburg with a 60-35 win. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll run down our post-game stats, have a chance to talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow Seed and CPS, you can be sure you are getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Dustin Weber with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 337-4516.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
This is Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney Mike Hare. Not only do Bill Butts and I have almost 60 years of combined legal experience, we also have a combined 110 years of life experience. If you want an attorney who not only knows what he's doing, but also understands how you feel, contact the Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, or call us at 343-9107.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
The official WGIL forecast today: blustery with a chance for showers scattered about throughout the day, and a high near 46. Very windy. Winds gusting to near 30 miles per hour at times. Tonight, occasional showers, a low near 38 with winds gusting to around 25. 25-mile-an-hour wind gusts again tomorrow for your Sunday with a chance for some showers and a high of 42. And for Monday, cloudy, colder, chance for snow and a high of 33. Right now, mostly cloudy, a bit of fog, and 37 at WGIL.
With final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin postgame show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Macomb Bombers 60-35 was the final score. Streaks now 15-9 on the season. Glad to have you along on the postgame show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. We'll chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey momentarily. He was just up here but had to run and do something, so he'll be back up here momentarily. We'll get a chance to chat with him. But a good game for the Streaks. Nice to have a game like that where there's not a lot of pressure on you and able to get done some things you want to do and some players, even though everybody gets to play with the way Coach Massey rotates, some players that don't necessarily get as much playing time, got a lot of playing time, in fact, the entire fourth quarter. So it's nice to see that, and a good win for the Streaks, 60-35. Also, some rest for some of the players as Streaks will play again this evening. They'll take on Peoria Notre Dame. That game scheduled to tip off at 7:30. We'll take the air at 7:06 tonight. So doubleheader here on WGIL. Galesburg High boys in action tonight as well. They will be on the road at Rockford East. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will have that action for you. And that game can be heard on 92.7 FM this evening. So the Galesburg High boys on 92.7 FM tonight as they will take on Rockford East. And the Streaks coming off a huge victory last night over the Moline Maroons in the Western Big Six. In fact, that game up at Wharton Fieldhouse and a huge win for the Streaks last night. Once again, final score 60-35. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with a big win over the Macomb Bombers here this afternoon. Peoria Notre Dame will be the opponent tonight. Next game getting ready to get underway here today will be Alleman taking on Peoria Central. That should be a pretty decent ball game. We are joined now by Streaks head coach Evan Massey in our post-game interview brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer and coach. A really good win this morning. A chance for, I just mentioned that everybody gets some playing time for you, but some players that don't necessarily get as much got a lot more playing time that entire fourth quarter. And probably the only thing you didn't do very well today was maybe from the free throw line.
We didn't shoot well there. But I think also in the first half, I mean, it was a game where offensively we really didn't generate much of anything. That, we hit a couple threes at the end to get to, I don't know, what did we have at halftime, 42?
37.
37, yeah. But, it was a game where really, obviously they struggled with our pressure, but we really couldn't, take advantage of it doing anything offensively. I think in the second half it was nice. Different players playing, and some other kids had an opportunity to feel comfortable and get some scores.
Yeah, and it's got to be hard in the second half. I know their offense was probably a little bit better in the second half than it was in the first half, but there's also a difference in your defense. It's got to be hard for the girls. You're gearing it back slightly by not going all out with the full court pressure, so it's got to be hard to kind of make that adjustment to just playing in the half court.
Right. We're not a very good man-to-man team because it's not something we really practice very much, so it's something that, we definitely, it's not our strong suit.
Well, tonight, Peoria Notre Dame, tell us a little bit about that ball club. Obviously another good team coming in.
Yeah, they are. Their team, that has split with Alleman, for example. Their record, very similar to us. They're a team that has virtually everybody back, and they beat us twice last year. So we know we've definitely got our hands full.
And a lot of good games in between. This one coming up, Alleman and Central. You've also got, Notre Dame and UT should be a pretty good one, and Central and Morton. So, in fact, even before us tonight, Morton and Alleman. So a lot of good basketball here at Thiel Gym today.
It is. And, I think we're fortunate that, there's a lot of, Galesburg fans that seem to enjoy watching different teams play and come out and do that. And, hopefully people recognize in both the boys' tournament and now in the girls' tournament that, you know, the person that is a basketball fan, it's real easy to just sit back and watch ESPN and stay at home for things. But, you know, it's an example is like last weekend where, you know, the boys had UT that was, I think, rated in the top 10 in 4A in boys, and Bain South that was in the Sun-Times is, I think, number 12 at the time. You know, that was, you know, the marquee game in the state of Illinois that night at Galesburg. So, you know, hopefully people realize that with the tournaments, that there's a nice opportunity to see some good basketball.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory. We'll talk with you again this evening.
Okay, thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game. Our post game coach's interview brought to you once again by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our post game stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all, roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just... Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation, this week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Lynn Armstrong of Galesburg. Congratulations from WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here on the post game, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Streaks with a big win over Macomb. 60-35 was the final score. Streaks actually were outscored in that fourth quarter, 14-8, but still come out with a nice win this morning here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Time to run down our post-game statistics, brought to you by Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg. Scoring-wise for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Jessica Howard led the way with 12 points on all on 4 3-pointers in the middle two quarters. She had 2 in the second and 2 in the third. Didn't play at all in the fourth quarter. 8 points for Maddie Boyer on 2 for 2 from the line. She had a couple of three-pointers. 6 points for Sarah Baker on 1 for 2 from the line. She also hit a three-pointer. 6 points for Shelby Pacheco. Shelby struggled a bit from the line. Hit her final two in the fourth quarter, but just 2 for 6 from the free throw line. 1 point for Ty Peach. She also struggled from the line. She was 1 for 4. 6 points for Mickey Rodriguez on a couple of threes in the first half. 4 points for Sadie Hamilton on a couple of baskets. 8 points for Jamie Johnson. She also hit a couple of threes. 3 points for Megan Young on a three-pointer. And 6 points for Sarah Nelson. She hit a couple of three-pointers. Galesburg with 13 threes in the ballgame, just 6 for 14 from the free throw line. For Macomb, nobody in double figures. It was Danielle Thorman off the bench leading the way with 8 points. All those came in the second half. 7 points for Taylor Clawden before she fouled out. 4 apiece for Alexa Marr, Cassandra Combs, Jacqueline Billiter, also Ashton Day with 4. 2 points apiece for Devin Deering and 2 for Kelsey Carl. The 1 3-pointer in the game for Macomb came from Taylor Clawden, and Macomb did not even attempt a free throw in the basketball game. But the big story really was the turnovers by Macomb.
Yeah, the turnovers in the first half, because I only had them at 4 turnovers in that second half. However, the Streaks took the pressure off them, so it was definitely a much different look. But the 28 turnovers in the game, the Streaks I had at 14 turnovers. Overall rebounding, the Streaks touched them out 34-31, but had 14 offensive rebounds, limited Macomb to only 4 offensive rebounds. Shooting-wise, the Streaks shot it not... This isn't by far their best shooting game, but it wasn't terrible. 14 of 45 from distance, 6 for 14 from inside. They actually shot it better in the second half, and they were 6 of 14, like you said, from the free throw line. 16 for 38 from Macomb inside the arc. They only took 5 threes, hit 1, and again, no free throws there. So, I mean, that just the stats don't lie. This was a very lopsided game, and it was a game that Coach Massey knew going in should be a game that they should dominate. They did. Now, you know, you change your thought to Peoria Notre Dame, and you're going to have to come out and have a good game tonight and play a better game than this probably to win that game.
Streaks now 15-9 on the season after the 60-35 win over the Bombers, who are now 2-21 on the season. Yeah, we kind of knew coming in. I didn't know exactly what McComb's record was. I knew they were not that good, but once I saw the record, you kind of had a feeling the game was going to go the way it did. And that's the tough thing. It can also get a little bit sloppy and sometimes even hard for the better team to kind of get into the flow of what they do as well. So I think that was some of the case early on for the Streaks, but still a nice win here this morning. We're going to take our final timeout. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
When winter weather hits, count on the WGIL Morning News to bring you the latest in school cancellations, keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Town Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson. Final score once again, the Galesburg Silver Streaks beat the McComb Bombers 60-35. Time right now to Damar Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Kind of tough in a game like this. Not really a crunch time, as it was all streaks from the get-go. But one young lady came out and had a little mini run of her own where she nailed a couple of three-pointers after not even really attempting all that many throughout the season. Sarah Nelson came out in that fourth quarter and hit two of them in a row. And after being, I think she was only maybe 2-for-13 prior
to that. Exactly right.
So Sarah did a nice job and got to play that entire fourth quarter. Did a very good job in there defensively. Got a couple of rebounds and actually forced some turnovers as well. So Sarah Nelson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, the Streaks will be back in action once again tonight. They'll take on the Irish from Peoria Notre Dame, 7:06 pregame, 7:30 tip-off tonight, and that'll be right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The Galesburg boys also in action tonight. They'll be on the road. They'll take on Rockford East, and that game can be heard on 92.7 FM with Mike Perry and Jim Lee. So if you tune in tonight, you hear the girls and wonder where the boys are at, they'll be on 92.7 FM, but we'll remind people again this evening. Well, Eric, early morning one, good to get that one out of the way.
Yeah, no joke, and it'll be a good test this afternoon or this evening for the Streaks. So hopefully they go home now, rest up, and get some food in them and be ready to go, because they're going to need their legs for the second game.
Final score once again, Galesburg 60, McComb 35. Thanks to our studio engineer Chris LeGros. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Arida saying good morning from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.